Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Remember that end-of-the-year ice storm? It's hard to forget. I know I fell a couple times while remembering that for a while. All that ice, though, has largely melted now. The effects of the ice in that blast of really cold air, though, may be felt for some time to come. In good ways, it's just possible that all that cold weather may have had an impact on some of the invasive insect species that we've been trying to keep at bay. Alan Graham is the state entomologist. Alan, thanks so much for being with us on the program today.
Glad to be here, Mitch.
So obviously you can't say for sure until you're able to make a count this summer, but how does very cold weather in general, like the stretch we had a few weeks ago, affect insects?
Well, some of the insects that winter over are going to be affected. I think it was mentioned that hemlock woolly adelgid can't stand really cold temperatures, but we may get a setback in the hemlock woolly adelgid population in southern Vermont. But we do have a constant population pressure for this species to move north. And it's probably going to be limited by cold, but it's going to be pushing year after year.
That woolly adelgid has been a real pest. Remind our listeners what that insect has been doing, especially to some of the trees in Vermont.
Well, it's it causes, in other parts of the country, particularly further south, large tracts of hemlock forests have just died from it. In New England, particularly in Massachusetts, it appears as if it takes quite a while for the trees to die, sometimes up to 6 years. And that's probably due to the northern range of this insect and the fact that it's the tree and the insect are competing against each other to try for their survival.
We can't be 100% sure, but so far it appears the emerald ash borer has not been found in Vermont to this point. How might the cold have affected that particular insect?
Well, again, it may have had some effect penetrating into the tree. Depends on how many days at sub-zero temperatures that the climate remains so that that cold temperature can reach into the core of the tree. But we haven't seen any emerald ash borer in Vermont, so hopefully that will continue that way.
I know, Alan, that every insect has its role, and I know about the cycle, and they're all needed. But I got to tell you, personally speaking, as a dog owner, if I never see another tick again, it'll be too soon. What about the effect on ticks here from this very cold? Does it mean fewer ticks next summer, perhaps?
It possibly could. Except that, again, we'd have to survey. My guess is that the ticks were able to survive quite well underneath the limited snow cover that we did have.
Hmm.
Underneath the snow, the temperature remains pretty stable, and that's where the ticks are going to be overwintering, or in some cases they're on a mammal host, a small rodent. So the other thing to consider with deer ticks is that their life history is a 2-year life cycle. So that if you knock back the population in one particular season, it has the capacity to come back.
The native insects in Vermont survive cold weather better than invasives in general?
Well, there's all sorts of adaptations insects have for the cold. And I don't know that we have that significantly different insects, but some of the insects we're at the northern range of where they can live, and in some cases we might be the southern range. Some insects, like aquatic insects, do quite well in the wintertime underneath the ice.
What are some examples of those aquatic insects?
Those would be stoneflies, caddisflies. They can continue to do quite well at sub-zero temperatures because the temperature of the water never really gets much below freezing. If it does get below freezing, it's only half a degree or so. That's when we get those unusual situations with ice forming on the bottom of our rivers. But even at that, the insects can tolerate that and move to parts of the river where there aren't ice.
Is that good news for anglers come summer, having those insects survive that well under the ice in the winter?
Well, these insects have been doing that for thousands of years, so it doesn't make much of a difference That's just their major food input is our leaves in the fall, and a lot of these insects are adapted to eating leaves during the winter, the fallen leaves. So that in the spring, in the streams, you'll find skeletonized leaves.
Skeletonized leaves. Oh,
that's
quite an
image. But there are other insects that you can actually find out on the snow. And those are insects that are quite unusual that you can only find in the wintertime.
Are those like snow fleas?
Snow fleas is one. The Agency of Agriculture frequently gets calls about snowbanks filled with these little black dots of things moving around. They're actually little insects called springtails, and they're literally in the billions and can color snowbanks black or other colors.
That's amazing. Wow. So those are the kind of insects that may actually thrive in the cold. Are there more of those than we realize?
There's quite a few species of those, but the ones that we see in the springtime are most noticeable against the white snow. But there is a whole family of stoneflies that are only found in the wintertime. These are aquatic insects, and they emerge in January and February. And those are best collected just out cross-country skiing or snowshoeing, and you shake a little sapling next to a stream that's open, and the stoneflies will fall onto the white snow.
Be so nice if we didn't have very many mosquitoes next summer, but we won't know that for a while, will we? I don't think.
This won't affect mosquito populations at all, because mosquitoes, most species, winter over as eggs.
Alan Graham is the state entomologist. And Alan, thank you so much for being on the show today. Appreciate it.
Sure. Glad to be here. Thanks, Mitch.